نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, the purpose of discussing the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to inculcate within ourselves the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love for the lifestyle and the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very beautiful example. The purpose of discussing this seerat is for us to understand the different angles and the different dimensions of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he conducted himself in the various challenges of his life, and through that we would learn some examples. In our previous discussion, we discussed the battles of Badr, battle of Uhud, the battle of trenches, the peace treaty, the conquest of Makkatul Mukarramah, and the battle of Hunain. After the battle of Hunain, the battle of Tabuk took place. The battle of Tabuk was intended to be a war with the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire at that time was a very, very powerful empire, controlling at least or more than half the world. We understand from that the power and the influence the Romans had at that time of the world. The background to the Battle of Tabuk is another incident, and I have to take you a little bit back in history to understand the background to the Battle of Tabuk. After the peace treaty, which took place in the sixth year after Hijrah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to write letters to various kings inviting them to Islam. One of the letters Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to write was to the Roman king, to Hiraqal. He wrote the letter and he gave it to a sahabi, Hazrat Haris ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Haris ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the letter, and as he was going towards Sham, in the region of Balqa, in the area called Muta, the leader of the place, Sharahbil ibn Amr, killed the sahabi Haris ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. According to principles of that time, that was totally unacceptable. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very upset at this. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent a group of 3,000 sahaba to fight with Amr ibn Sharahbil and with his army, avenging the blood of this sahabi. When Amr ibn Sharahbil heard about the group of 3,000 sahaba coming to war with him, he prepared an army of 100,000 people. Now one can imagine 100,000 against 3,000. And with that, the Roman king Hiraqal also gave a support of another 100,000 army. So 200,000 against 3,000. Anyway, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched his sahaba, and at the time of dispatching them, he told them, the Amir will be Zayd ibn Haritha. If Zayd ibn Haritha becomes Shaheed, then it will be Jafar ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if he has to become Shaheed, then it is Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now this was a clear indication that these sahaba will become Shaheed. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the sequence. Nabiyyu Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked with them right until Saniyatul Wada. Out of Madinatul Munawwara, on the way giving them an advice how they should conduct themselves. And from there, they proceeded. When they came to a place called Amman, which is also in Jordan, they heard about an army of 100,000 people awaiting them and the Roman army coming with another 100,000. So they decided among themselves, what should we do? We only 3,000, and to fight with an army of 200,000 people, how is that possible? So some of them said, let us send a message to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what we should do. Others gave other opinions. But Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave a very, very inspiring speech to the Sahaba. He told to them, y'all want the advice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because y'all are in a small number. You're in 3,000 and the enemies are in 200,000. But bear in mind, مَا نُقَاتِلُ النَّاسِ بِعَدَدٍ وَلَا قُوَّةٍ وَلَا كَثْرَةٍ. We, the Muslim army, we never ever fought and confronted the enemies through our numbers, through our strength, and through our majority. And in fact, in the Battle of Hunain, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala taught them a lesson where they said, we will never be defeated because of small number, because we are in big number, 12,000. And there was a defeat. And Allah referred to that in the Quran Kareem. So Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he reminded the Sahaba that don't look at a small number. You're in 3,000 and they on the other side is 200,000. Don't look at your small number. مَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ إِلَّا لِهَذَا الدِّينَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنَا اللَّهُ بِهِ. Whenever we fight with the enemies, we fight with the power of the deen which Allah has honored us with. فَانْتَلِقُوا. Abdullah ibn Rawaha encouraged the Sahaba, never mind you're in 3,000 in number, proceed, move forward. فَمَا هِيَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. One of the two things will take place. إِمَّا الظُّهُورِ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَةِ. It's either you'll be victorious, and if you are defeated, that's not defeat. For us, that's a victory of Shahada. So what you are worried about? They all were inspired with the speech of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then they proceeded. It so happened when they confronted the enemies in Muta, then as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Zayd ibn Harisa became shaheed. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib took charge and he also became shaheed. When they looked at the body of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, there were more than 90 wounds on his body and all were in the front. Never turned his back. To the extent that both his arms were cut out. And the title that was given to Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was Zil Janahain. The person with two wings. Because his two arms were cut out, so Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed him with two wings that he could fly in Jannah wherever he wanted to with the two wings that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed him with. Because of his sacrifice and a part of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he took charge and he also became shaheed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Masjid al-Nabawi. This was not the age of technology. It was not the age where you could sit at one place and then through the camera or something see what's happening in another part of the world. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Masjid al-Nabawi and Nabi Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala lifted all the veils for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the Sahaba and he told to them, I'm looking at the war field. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, he actually explained, Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says that inna nabi na'a Zayd wa Ja'far wa Ibn Rawaha linnasi qabla iyatiyahum khabrahum. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually informed the Sahaba of the death of all the Sahaba before the information could come to him. And then Nabi Kareem actually told the Sahaba, akhadha ar-ra'ya Zaydun. Zayd ibn Thabit, Zayd ibn Harisa, he has taken a flag in his hand. When he became shaheed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Zayd became shaheed. Summa akhadha Ja'far, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, and Allah is showing him what is taking place there in Muta. He told Ja'far ibn Abi Talib became shaheed. Then Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned Abdullah ibn Rawaha became shaheed. Then Nabi Sallallahu in the hadith he mentioned wa aynan tazrifan. The two eyes of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi were tearing. And until Nabi Sallallahu mentioned hatta akhadha ar-ra'ya sayfun min suyufillah. A sword from among the sword of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken charge, that is Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Now one may wonder, think, it's thought provoking. 3,000 against 200,000? How is that ever going to be possible? And in the hadith it comes, hatta fatahallahu alayhim. When Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu took charge, then Almighty Allah had actually given victory to the Muslimin. How 3,000 people can be victorious over 200,000 people? Is this a dream? Is this a reality? Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala was a great strategist. When he took charge, he rearranged the entire army in such a way where he took groups out from the army and he told them, move out. And come into a battlefield in such a way that the enemies would think that there's reinforcement coming in. Now these Sahaba, they fought so vigorously, the Romans were so awed with the Sahaba and the vigor of the Sahaba. When Khalid ibn Walid took a group of the people out and then the people started coming in, the Romans thought, there's a reinforcement coming. We can't manage with this, with these few. What are we going to do with this reinforcement? And they turned their back and they fled. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala thought, the whole idea was that to save the Sahaba from any further defeat, from any further harm. And the moment the enemies fled, he took all the Sahaba and he brought them back to Madinatul Munawwara. So this was the battle of Muta. This was a humiliating defeat for the Romans. Imagine 3,000 Sahaba, 200,000 from the side of the enemies. Humiliating, disgraceful defeat for the Romans. From then onwards, they kept on conspiring against the Muslims and to get an opportunity to fight against the Muslimin. And that actually led to the battle of Tabuk. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion on the next session. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah put the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba in our hearts. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the love for the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين.